For no weapon formed against us shall prosper when we have the word of God right at our very hand. Today, we have God's word reinforcing our lives. Here is why. This virus that we are facing today has caused many people, many of God's people, to be frightened. And because they are frightened, many have stopped coming to church. And when you stop coming to church, it allowed the enemy to gain a foothold within your life.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Just a few witnesses that can thank God sometimes for what did not happen. Y'all feel me on it? Listen, and once he brings you through it, you can say like I say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Hey, thank you so much for your grace. Your favor brought me all the
Wade Hampton Show. That's Ernest Pugh with Thank You So Much. And, of course, you're welcome on KAYT-KQJO-FM. Common courtesy right there in the Ham Camp. Good morning, and we welcome you wherever you happen to be listening to us from, whether in Alexandria, Shreveport, Monroe, Lake Charles, Natchez, Mississippi, or anywhere in between. You could be online, and we love that, at www.kaytfm.com. We're going to give you one last look at today's Bible Jeopardy. The category is Acts and Journeys of the Apostles. And here is your clue today. On the day of Pentecost, what did approximately 3,000 men do after their hearts were pricked having heard the gospel? Is it that they joined a church membership? Is it that they repented and were baptized? Is it that they spoke in unknown tongues? Or they repeated a sinner's prayer? Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 41 has the correct response. When you find the correct response, call me and say, what is, before you give me your answer. 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. Brand new music from Angela Moss Poole and Micah Stampley. This is called My Help, and you are in the Ham Camp.
Double Wade Hampton Show.
Please believe it.
Blessed and highly flavored.
Can you repeat that?
We got the flavor for Wade Hampton.
Ladies and gentlemen.
KAYT and KQJOFM. Five cities strong all day long. 4/7.
That's my only station. New music now.
Never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Ooh.
That's Elevation Worship, along with Maverick Music. It's called Gyra. Good morning. Welcome to the Ham Camp, the unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on KAYTKQJOFM. SafeWise.com has named Alexandria the most dangerous college town in the entire country, and Monroe is number 4 on that list. They're looking at some crime data in our local area, and they report that some of the highest violent and property crimes out of all the towns in the country happen here in Alexandria and Monroe. But you see, you can do something about that. That's why Crime Stoppers of Sinlaw is paying you to help. Yes, that's right. You can get paid with Crime Stoppers. If you know something, you see something, say something, you can get up to $2,500 for reporting crime in your area. No one knows but you and Crime Stoppers. You never have to testify and appear in court, and you never have to give your name, so no one knows that it's you. So if you know someone who's a felon with a gun, somebody with a warrant running from crime, running from the police, rather, and someone involved in crime, then call the number at Crime Stoppers, 443-7867. 443-STOP. That's 443-7867 or 443-STOP. Get paid with Crime Stoppers. All right? Okay. Hey, listen, we're back. Birthdays and anniversaries coming at you right here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
No Limit for Recovery presents Pray for the City Thanksgiving event, November the 24th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., 2403 Harris Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We'll have community feeding, fun and games, $200 car show, $25 registration. Pray for me video shoot by Too Clean. Help us heal the city, because it's too much hate, not enough love. When you love God, you love everybody. Let's come together, stop the violence. These streets ain't safe no more. It's killings every day. Alexandria, one of the highest murder rates in Louisiana. Bow your head. Let's pray.
Pray for me, hey.
Pray for me, I'ma pray for you.
No Limit for Recovery is a proud underwriting sponsor of this station.
In the beginning, taking the COVID vaccine was a hard no for me. I take vaccines, but for some reason, it all felt rushed. And honestly, I don't always trust the government. I got COVID myself, and people in my community are dying from the Delta variant. The numbers don't lie. After doing more research, getting vaccinated was the right choice for me. For more information, call 855-453-0774 or visit covidvaccine.la.gov.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
Take your shot for $100. Shot for 100 is now for all y'all.
Louisiana residents who roll up their sleeves and get their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at select locations will receive a $100 Visa gift card while supplies last. Visit shotfor100.com for hours and locations where you can get your vaccine and take your shot for 100. That's shotfor100.com. Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
Sinlaw and surrounding areas. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, and I'm encouraging you to keep your radio dial locked to KAYT KQJO-FM, pumping out 70,000 watts of pure listening enjoyment pleasure, exclusively designed with you in mind. KAYT KQJO-FM is the place to be all the time.
I am Mark Smeedy, and this is a Live Hope Minute. I'm on a quest to understand the concept of hope because I believe it's the very core of the gospel message. A big part of living hope is being rooted in the unbelievable love of God and knowing that nothing can ever separate you from that love. That's why I love Romans 8, 38 and 39 that says, I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love. Because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. Being rooted in God's unshakable, unchangeable love makes me fearless. It allows me to accept myself just the way that I am, knowing that's how God looks at me. There's nothing you can do to make God love you any more or any less. You have the entirety of God's love right now.
This is what it means to live whole.
Well, it's the 3rd of November, 2021. Let's go to the birthday list and say happy birthday to these wonderful folks who are celebrating today. It's a happy cake day for Ray Miller, who's turning 63 years young today. Happy birthday, Shannon, Miss Independent Lewis, on your birthday today. Happy 65th birthday, Mr. Larry Stanfield. Miss Renetta Gordon is celebrating her 59th birthday this morning. Happy birthday to you. Good morning and happy birthday to Miss Marie Hall. She's 68 years young today. Mr. Ray Miller celebrating his 63rd birthday on this wonderful day. Happy birthday to you. Happy 42nd birthday, Miss Christina Jones. We've got Felicia Green on the birthday list this morning. Happy birthday to you. 39 years and rolling for Mr. Matthew Wilson III. Happy birthday. Good morning and happy birthday, Miss Seneca Martin. And a happy 57 years young, Mr. Leslie Aaron, on your birthday. And to everyone around the globe who celebrates November 3rd as their birthday, may you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And just in case you happen to run across any of the birthday people around town, or if I've missed any names, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they are loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this their birthday. All right, let's get to Bible Jeopardy. Today's category:
Acts and Journeys of the Apostles.
And here is your clue. On the day of Pentecost, what did approximately 3,000 men do after their hearts were pricked, having heard the gospel? Was it that they joined a church membership,